In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices? What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. I'm Saranya Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast. And keep on coding.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
Be brave. Don't be afraid of different obstacles and just be present. Live at 101,000% of your life. Like, use this moment of your life.
This episode of the Women in Tech podcast is a Red Bull Basement University special edition. In this series, you'll hear from both students and mentors of the program.
The top thing I got out of Red Bull Basement University is getting to know lots of new people.
I gain a lot of experience through these workshops that Red Bull gives us, and also makes a lot of friends around the world. And it's just amazing.
One word that I would use to describe Red Bull Basement University is exciting.
Red Bull Basement University means to me an amazing opportunity and amazing experience.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We would not be able to support and celebrate women in tech around the world if it weren't for you. Thank you so much for being a listener and a fan of the show. To contribute and donate, simply go to womenintech.fm on the upper right-hand side and click donate, which empowers us to continue celebrating women in tech around the world. Thank you for being a part of our journey.
Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. So excited to be here in Toronto, Canada with Red Bull Basement University. Yes, Red Bull indeed gives you wings. I am surrounded by so many innovative people. It's incredible. I can't believe what Red Bull is doing for the global startup and tech community. It's absolutely insane. Right now, we have amazing women in tech from the Ukraine. I was just in the Ukraine a few days ago. I can't believe went from the Ukraine to Canada, and I still get to hold the Ukraine heart in my hands. Hello.
Hello. Wow. Such a great intro.
Thank you. So go ahead, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my name is Christina. I am from Ukraine and I'm studying in history department on the second year. And I'm really interested in tech, especially UI UX designing. And so here I am. With my friend Marta, we come up with the idea to create an app where students can make an order through our app, because in our university canteen we have a problem. We have a huge queues, and so we want to create an app where students can see the menu of the day of the canteen, to choose what they want, pay in advance, and set up a comfortable time when they can pick up their order. And also there are some features such as students can see the calories and nutrition of the food, and also can join to the charity.
And it's called Trapeza app?
Trapeza app. It's a unique old Ukrainian word. So thinking to choose this word because it's, I think it's very creative way to present our app and our idea. So Trapeza is Ukrainian word.
And where in the Ukraine are you from?
We are from Lviv. Lviv is on the west of Ukraine.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I didn't have a chance to go there. I wish I did. And how have you found the tech community in Lviv? How have you been able to foster moving forward as a new founder?
In Ukraine, the startup sphere is very developed, and every year it becomes more and more popular. And especially in Lviv. In Lviv, I think Lviv is the center of the startups, and there are a lot of different business entrepreneurs, startups and entrepreneurs that have a lot of huge, good ideas that they are working on. And I was inspired by such great people that I was surrounded founded because in our university we also have like spheres, IT and business analytics, and also computer science, and a lot of them are women, and it's really inspiring. So I just, yeah.
And how did you discover Red Bull Basement University? How did you end up here in Toronto?
In our university, we receive letters on our email from the university. And in these mails were the announcement about this competition. And we just saw with Marta, like, we thought, like, wow, this is really a great idea, opportunity to take part. And this was, like, by chance. I didn't really even think in so long about this. Like, just we just, oh, like, we see the announcement and, like, just, oh, yeah, we should take part. Like, I think it's great.
And so everybody knows Marta is sitting in the room right now. So that is why Marta is going to be on a future Women in Tech episode. So be sure to tune into that one as well. And how did you and Marta meet?
Oh, we study at the same university. We live together in the dormitory in the same, like, we are roommates. So, like, it was easy to meet, to be a friend. So, and we, like, have the same interests.
And what is a huge obstacle you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
There are a lot of obstacles, I don't know, such as time management, for instance. Before the competition, we signed up to another startup school where we took part, and we want to, like, to gain knowledge from that school and to be involved in this competition. And it was so hard to have the time and to take all efforts for this competition and to take part in that school. And I think this was a little bit challenging to work at the same project. I think it gives you opportunity to set up priorities, like, right, to understand what is important, what is not.
It's hard and brave to do. Is this your first podcast?
Yeah.
Incredible. And you're doing amazing. And to do it in your second language is hard and it's brave. Yeah. What is the best piece of advice you've gotten? But tell us first in Ukrainian and then tell us in English.
Okay. Будь сміливою, не бійся перешкод і користай наповну все, що ти отримуєш. So in English, be brave, don't be afraid of different obstacles and different problems on your ways, and just be present, live at 100, 1000% of your life, like, use this moment of your life.
I love it. What is your favorite mobile app, tech tool, website?
You know, I like reading the news, different articles. So I can say that this is, like, mainly it's a Ukrainian site, websites.
That's
like
okay.
Ukrainska Pravda, Ukrainian Truth in English. And also Novoye Vremya. It's also in Ukrainian. It's like, it's mainly just news. Yes. And what else?
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
how can people connect with you further?
I have an Instagram, Zapisotska.
Can you spell it for everybody?
Zapisotska.
Perfect. And we'll include it in the show notes as well, so everybody can click to say hello.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So what can we expect? And where is your app? Like, where is it going to be? Like, a year from now, 6 months from now? What should we expect?
Oh, I expect that our product will be launched like next 6 months. I would like to, because we have a mock-up already, but we are working on just to develop this product like as soon as possible. So yeah, I hope that our product will be launched very soon and it will be successful.
I love it. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. If you want to connect and collaborate with more women in tech around the world, remember, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight there. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I am Kristina Zapisatska. I am co-founder of Trapezna App Company. Our product allows students to make an order of food in just 1 minute in advance. Our company based in Lviv, in Ukraine. You're listening to Women in Tech.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember, you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We're so proud of what we've created with the Women in Tech podcast. To support us in our journey to celebrating women in tech around the world, go to womenintech.fm and click on the donation link on the right side of the page. That's womenintech.fm. The donation link is the top right side of the page. We really appreciate you being a part of our journey, and we look forward to celebrating so many more women to come.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Adam Carroll,
show notes by Carl Marty,
and music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.